From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. 7 die in Indonesia terrorist attack. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a series of attacks in an upscale neighborhood in Jakarta. The bomb and gun attacks left 7 people dead, including all 5 of the attackers. Foreigners were among 20 people wounded. Turkey says it has killed 200 Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq, that in retaliation for the suicide bomb attack that killed 10 German tourists in Istanbul 2 days ago. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said, quoting now, "Every threat directed at Turkey will be punished in kind." Authorities in southeastern Turkey say militants from the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party killed 6 people and wounded 39 others in a car bomb attack. The blast occurred overnight in Sinar, a town in Diyarbakir province. The World Health Organization has announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all 3 countries at the epicenter of the West African outbreak are now considered Ebola-free. The WHO, though, is cautioning that more small outbreaks could happen. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
There have been 10 flare-ups of Ebola in the West African countries after they were declared free of the virus. The disease has re-emerged 3 times in Liberia since it was first declared Ebola-free in May 2015. WHO Director of Emergency Risk Management and Humanitarian Response, Rick Brennan, warns the WHO anticipates more flare-ups, but says there is little danger of these turning into a full-blown epidemic. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
For more on that, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.